From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Dave and Friends. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to our 536th live performance. Tonight we are so pleased to present David McLean and Friends. David is a guitarist, music instructor, producer, and the founder of the Lexi Music Awards, one of the many projects of Skinny Devil Music Lab. Appearing with David tonight are some of his students, Tiffany Nesbitt, Ryan Sinclair, Daisy Helmuth, and Lissy Taylor. Please welcome tonight's guests to the Red Barn stage. Here's David McLean.
Thank you. new home. My feet is hotter than the sun I know.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to Red Barn Radio, and I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is David McLean. But not only David, it's David and friends. He's got four talented players that he's brought with him tonight, so we're hearing from all of them. But the guitar playing you were just listening to and singing was David McLean. David, you play a wicked guitar.
Thank you. Thank you. Luckily, I'm going first, so I don't have to follow... So I have to follow them because they're all better than me. So I want to welcome Tiffany up. We wrote a song together a while back. We want to share this one with you.
Tiffany Nesbitt.
Set me up just to knock me down. You build me up just to tear me down. It seems like I'm always on the ground. Drug. Your kiss takes me to another place. Your touch, your love, the way that you taste. Your poison in my blood. I wanna quit you. It's your beautiful drug. I know if I don't let you go, you will destroy my soul. If I don't get away, to break free, I have to escape. Your poison in my blood. I wanna quit you. Your poison in my blood. I wanna quit you. Beautiful drug. Beautiful drug. A beautiful drug. Beautiful drug.
My introduction of you at the beginning of the program didn't even touch the surface of all of the things that you do. And I have some of them listed here. You created Lexington Music Awards, Lexington Festival Concert Series. You have Skinny Devil Music. And that sounds like a huge operation because you've got a mobile recording lab, a magazine, booking agency. And then you do cool things with young people in the community, offering up instruction, really good instruction, and so.
Trying to do my part.
Do you occasionally have an opportunity to put your head down and sleep? No, that doesn't happen.
You know, don't sleep a lot, but that's all right, because you know I'll do that when I'm dead, I think, as Warren Zevon.
Yes, right, the guy said. And he is dead.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world alone. There'll be no toil, illness or danger in this land to which I go. I'm going down to see my father. I'm going down to see my mother. Said she'd meet me when I come. I'm going down to the River Jordan. I'm going down, I'm going home. I'm going home. Going down to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm going down to the River Jordan. I'm going down, I'm going home.
Forward-thinking people like you don't always like to talk about the past. Would you mind telling us where you came from, how you ended up here?
Well, I'm an Army brat, so I grew up moving all over the country and whatnot, and most of it from the time I was born was the sort of Eastern, but, you know, I mean, Minneapolis. The joke was I went to school with Prince. I didn't really, but yeah. So I was in Minneapolis and D.C. and Atlanta and Lexington, of course, and sort of all over. And that was kind of fun. It didn't seem fun at the time, but in retrospect, it's really fun. So it's a whole, you know.
It didn't seem fun at the time?
Well, no, because you're picking up and moving, so you never know anybody for more than 2 or 3 years tops. And then you're, you know, and you don't really know them that long because you're coming in and then a year later they're moving out. So even if you're not moving right away, so... You know, it's a little stressful as a kid, but and in retrospect, I learned a lot from being in so many different places around so many different types of people. But I ended up here ultimately and was given a lot of opportunity. Kind of the driving thing for me is that, I mean, I'm a self-employed musician. There are people far better than me who can't say the same thing. And the primary reason is not because I'm awesome. It's because other people gave me opportunities. So I've always been acutely aware of the opportunities that I was given, and I try to pay that forward.
Ryan Sinclair.
As a songwriter, I tend to kind of write about like dark subjects. But this is my happy song. This is called Confetti. Gonna let my life fall into place. Confetti, confetti, it's falling down like snow. Confetti, confetti, I'm ready to let go and just celebrate this life that I've made. And like confetti, just said the wrong thing. Oh, it's just a little mistake. So what if I just went the wrong way? I'm just gonna leave it up to fate, and I'm gonna learn from the choices I've made, and I'm gonna turn them into something great. Confetti, confetti, it's falling down like snow. Confetti, confetti, I'm ready to let go and just celebrate this life that I've made. And like confetti, yeah.
Thank you.
Talk about the Lexington Music Awards.
Well, you know, it's not an original idea. You know, people have been doing that all over. I mean, you got most major metro areas have some sort of awards. The idea had been kicking around Lexington for years, I'm sure. I mean, and I don't even know how we ended up having the discussions. And I was having the discussions with several people. And one of them, Tom Martin, who at the time was the director of LAMA, the Lexington Area Music Alliance, I finally just had a sit down and said, you know, what are the difficulties of, because he's like much more informed on running those sorts of projects than I am. I'm just a guitar player.
And
you know,
he's got
so,
that amazing voice.
And he's got that amazing voice. Yeah, yeah. So I just said, give me the once over on why we can't do this thing. And he just basically shot everything full of holes. He's the one that I keep nodding to because he's the guy who really was sort of put both of my feet on earth in terms of getting something like that off the ground. Being a self-employed musician, I'm a little probably less risk averse than the average person. So I said, well, let's just do it. So we thought we'd have, you know, 50 people in Natasha's, and it blew up the first year. And so we ended up having a near sellout of the Lyric Theater. The Lyric Theater just came in, and Donald and everybody over there, Donald wasn't the director at the time, but he's the one who broke the meeting, and they've been over backwards to make it work.
Everyone I thought I knew is gone. Going got a little tough, so they just moved on. It only gets better from here. Power is down in this whole town. I lit a candle with my last match, but the candle burned out. It only gets better.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Yankee.
never know. Do you find me ill? Where that road's gonna lead you? Sometimes you just gotta learn that once is all it takes. When your whole world stops and you never touch the brakes. You just gotta learn that once is all it takes. When you let yourself fall in love and your heart breaks. Find myself thinking to myself crazy thoughts that I'll never know. And I wanna tell you, cause I know you do too, but I keep it all to myself. We can talk it out, we can drop it now. No.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Dave and Friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Dave and Friends after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.